Reiki is a kind of healing that can make people feel better. It involves using your hands to help transfer positive energy from the practitioner to the client and into someone else's body. This energy sometimes feels like this beautiful, warm, and comforting hug, maybe even a feeling that can help calm our minds and our bodies and make us feel more peaceful, more balanced, and centered. When people sometimes practice Reiki, depending on the practitioner, they tend to place their hands on or near different parts of the body. And imagine sending healing to all of those energetic centers. That energy is healing, it's loving, it's forgiving, it's everything that you would need to be restored, rebalanced, and cleared. It's kind of giving yourself a gentle, loving hug, right? But it's coming from the other person, it's coming from the practitioner. It's coming from a person who is trying to help. One of the other ways that I would also explain Reiki is that it's a way where you use your hands to make someone feel better, right? It's like giving them this gentle, magical hug that helps them to feel calm and makes them feel happy. When we use Reiki to help people who are often feeling sad, stressed, or they just need a little bit of extra love and kindness, what we do is, as a practitioner, is that we feel out for those energetic blocks. We feel for those cords that have been tied up, right? And you're probably listening to this and going, what? Keke? Reiki is all universal energy. What I mean is, sometimes when we talk to ourselves in a type of way that's negative and not the best, right? Or it's heavy and it's dark, we tend to feel it in our shoulders. When we tend to ignore it, this energy just comes a little bit lower. And if left maybe untreated, and when I say untreated, I mean by taking care, right? Like self-care. Maybe a soothing Epsom salt bath, maybe a nice bath that has essential oils, and honoring yourself, maybe past the fact that you're a man or a woman, right? You can throw in some beautiful flowers. You can throw in some candles on the side, some sweet incense to make the whole transition that much sweeter. I know a lot of people tend to use sage to clear a room or Palo Santo, but technically you don't even need those things. If you have some incense, you can always use that. If you have a chime, a bell, even your hands, clapping them out and setting the intention that the sound is going to clear out, or the vibration is going to clear out any stagnancy in this room, right? That's what Reiki is. It's just balancing yourself. But also, the body will tell you. The body will talk to you. The body will tell you, hey, I need this. I need love. I need compassion. I need you to pay attention to me. I need you to take care of me. So just like in the previous example, when we start to think these negative thoughts, or we say these words that are so mean that we wouldn't even dare tell our friends, right, or our worst enemy, we say it to ourselves, we keep it within, we start to feel that on our shoulders, it'll trickle down to our lower shoulders, and it'll travel down into our hips, right? Everything means something. There is literally an internal energetic roadmap to what each ache and feeling behind every hurt is and what it means. And usually I've said this to clients and they look at me like, you're crazy. When I start to get into it and I start to talk to them and I tell them, maybe is this related to this? Or are you feeling this kind of way because of this? And they just look at me and they go, wow, yeah. Or they start to immediately start crying. And you know, I'm a soft little delicate flower, so I will cry with you. Because I'm on this journey with you as well. Like, you're not alone. You're so supported. We are together, right? Ram Dass has this quote, and it is one of my most favorite quotes ever. And it's, we're all here walking each other home. And at the end of the day, that's what we are doing. Whether it's with Reiki, whether it's with massage, with yoga, meditation, whether it's with a life coach, with someone who is there to guide you, to be with you. They are doing the work with you. They are guiding you. They are experiencing your journey with you. And what a beautiful thing that is. So I invite you to check out www.thelovingpeace.com. peace.com. That is PEACE.com. If you want a little bit more information on me and what we do, what do we look like, what is our, you know, what do our services look like? When are they available? I'm so excited to be here and to have this platform. I'm so excited that this message is going to be listened to by, even if it's one person. Like, do you know how grateful I am? I am so grateful. I am here if you have any questions, whenever you have questions. And Reiki. It is beautiful. It is the most wonderful way to show someone that you care for them, to show love to yourself. And I invite you to tap into it, even if it's just once, and see if this is something that connects to you, and see if this healing modality is something that you might be interested in learning and passing on to someone else, right? Because we are all healers. At the end of the day, we're all healers. Everything that we need is already deep within us. The moment that the magic happens is when we sit in stillness and we listen to our espíritu, right? Our inner self, and we tap in. So I invite you to tap in, and I invite you to listen to yourself. Thank you so much.